Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. When the new board took the helm of the company in July 2013, our first step was to assess the group's condition. In the last few years, the group experienced declining revenues and deteriorating profitability, despite huge restructuring, including two group layoff programs, which reduced employment level by 560 employees. The evolution of the group's EBIT shows that its print media assets, including the main engine, Gazeta Wyborcza, are in long-term steep decline. The total contribution of other business segments is not sufficient to compensate for the deteriorating EBIT generated by press assets. What are the main drivers? Advertising market is undergoing a profound transformation. Two main factors affect its condition. First, huge structural changes, and second, long-term recession. As a result, during the last 5 years, advertising market expenditure in Poland shrank by over 1 billion zlotys. Advertising spending for print media decreased by over 1 billion zlotys, and at the same time, advertising spending for digital media grew by 700 million. And what's also interesting to mention, television has kept a stable 50% share in total advertising expenditure. During the same period, the group's revenue shrank by over 200 million zlotys. Print media revenues plummeted, and they were only partially offset by cinema revenues after the acquisition of Helios Cinema Network. Advertising market recession and the drop in cinema admissions in 2013 inhibited the growth of revenues from other business operations in the group. The group achieved a significant progress in reducing its reliance on advertising revenues, though. In 2013, half of our revenues came from sources other than advertising. Much remains to be done with respect to the share of digital revenues. We mean here all digital revenues in the group, not only those generated by the internet segment. Although the share of digital revenues in the group's total revenues doubled during the last 5 years, it is still only 12.5% of our total sales. This diagnosis led us to the conclusion that the new board's main job is to reverse this trend and specifically to grow revenues and, on the other hand, to improve profitability of the group. The roadmap which will get us there includes four critical milestones. We need to first effectively transform our print media into a digital operation, gain significant foothold in the television market, improve contribution from core businesses of the group, and optimize cost of corporate utilities, which is shared resources and infrastructure of the group. In discussing digital transformation of our print media, I will focus on Gazeta Wyborcza, our main press asset. Gazeta Wyborcza is a strong and recognizable brand, as well as the number one quality newspaper in Poland. Less well known is the fact that we are also a top book publisher. In 2013, we sold 600,000 books. We are an independent, traditional book publisher, it is to say, responsible for selecting titles to be published and their distribution. Among our offers are many journalists of Gazeta Wyborcza. We also distribute our own and third-party titles digitally. Our online bookstore, Publio.pl, launched in May 2012, distributed over 430,000 e-books and audiobooks in diverse distribution models, paid and free. In total, the revenues of our publishing house and Publio.pl amounted to 18.6 million in 2013. In the case of Gazeta Wyborcza, we have been successful in arresting the pace of decline in revenues from copy sales. It was possible thanks to copy price increases and investments in content. But we need to deal with serious further challenges. Gazeta's revenues, particularly advertising revenues, are plunging. This is an irreversible structural change which will not be mitigated by improved economy and the growth of ad spend. Therefore, following the example of major press publishers, we decided to change how users access our digital content and put in place the so-called metered paywall. What do we aim to achieve? One, to slow down the pace of print revenue decline. We need them to bridge us financially over the period of digital transformation. Two, to build a significant base of digital subscribers. we just took an important step toward this goal, and on February 4th, we launched the metered paywall system of access to digital version of Gazeta Wyborcza, along with paid subscriptions. And this shows how the system works. Our users get access to 10 free articles per month on Wyborcza.pl, Wyborcza Biz, WysokieObcasy.pl, and 22 local services of Gazeta Wyborcza. After exhausting this limit, they are invited to purchase one of three digital subscription packages, initially at the promotional price of 99 groszy for either. We are the first newspaper in Poland to introduce such a comprehensive digital offering, but not the first in the world. Many respected publishers successfully implemented this solution, and we are learning from their experience. German Die Welt, a newspaper similar to Gazeta Wyborcza in profile and circulation level, acquired 47,000 digital subscribers in 6 months from the launch of metered paywall. The New York Times has over 700,000 paid online subscribers. It maintained print circulation levels, halted revenue decline, and returned to profitability, all thanks to paid subscriptions. As the left side of the chart shows, without them, revenues would have kept on declining. Introduction of metered paywall results in the change of Gazeta's business model from 2 to 4 revenue streams. Acquiring a significant base of paid subscribers in this model has 2 advantages. It ensures revenues from paid digital subscriptions and revenues from digital advertising, both rich advertising displayed before the paywall and much more valuable targeted advertising behind the paywall. Our goal is to attract 40,000 paid subscribers by the end of 2014 and 75,000 by the end of 2016. Estimated CapEx related to that project is negligible, and its initial phase entails mainly the growth of operating costs. The consistent growth of subscriber base will allow Gazeta Wyborcza to achieve profitability stabilization in 2016. However, the scale of the business will be smaller than in the past. Our second important task in the next few years is to build a successful TV business and to gain a solid position in the television market. After almost 25 years of existence, we have the opportunity to invest in TV. Together with our partner, Kinopolska TV, we won the license for a specialized movie channel. This is our chance to gain a share of revenues from the largest ad market segment. Watching TV is the favorite pastime of Poles. In effect, TV is the largest advertising medium in Poland with a stable position. It maintains a stable 50% share in total advertising spend. Digitalization altered power configuration in the television market. The audience migrates from main television stations to thematic channels, and the advertisers follow by shifting their budgets accordingly. Thematic channels currently hold a 27% share of the total advertising spend for TV. In 2013, their revenues grew by 19%, while the revenue of main broadcasters declined by 10%. We will launch our channel ahead of schedule on March 15th. It will be a strong start with a 90% technical reach. Apart from the multiplex, Stopklatka will be available on main cable and satellite networks. Our objective is to gain 1% audience share by the end of 2014 and 2% by the end of 2016. We anticipate that the channel will turn profitable in 2015. The capital outlay for this project will amount to 10 million zlotys through 2016 in accordance with the investment agreement signed and disclosed in February 13. Financial results of Stopklatka will be consolidated by the equity method. Our aspirations regarding television market include, first and foremost, the success of Stopklatka, and thereupon we shall look for opportunities to broaden our television presence with additional channels. I will start the description of our third task, that is, the improvement of profitability in the main business segments, by addressing our internet segment. Our online business has changed significantly during the past years. We diversified revenue sources and significantly grew the scale of the business. Currently, digital services, which comprise the Gazeta.pl group, constitute the number 3 portal in Poland with nearly 12.5 million users. Our online operations generated over 111 million in revenues in 2013. It's worth recalling that in the fourth quarter of 2013, our internet segment achieved the best operating result in its history. Our main brands include Gazeta.pl and Sport.pl. We are proud to be working together with such international giants as Microsoft and Skype, for whom we are the exclusive advertising partner in Poland. Our goal for the Internet segment is to broaden our offering for both advertisers and for our users. We have the latter. It is a key to maintaining our reach and to increasing the level of engagement with our services. To be successful in execution of this task, first, we will invest in content and applications of our main brands. Today, because of the strength of our reach and our brand, we outperform other portals in gaining revenue from display ads. Second, in parallel, we will keep broadening our advertising offering. We focus on video and mobile advertising, as well as content marketing. And third, we will keep working on generating new revenue sources, for example, lead generation. Last year, we launched Sir Local, an online broker for local home repair services. Our objective for the segment is to reach 20% EBIT in 5 years. We estimate that investment outlays necessary to achieve this objective will amount to 20 million zlotys. We are prepared to invest in additional attractive projects in early development phase. Our aspiration for this segment is to expand our portfolio of attractive users and advertiser offerings organically and via selective acquisitions. The second area in which we'll focus on profitability improvement is cinema and film. The group's operations in this area have three dimensions. We operate the Helios network of multi-screen cinemas, a Helios subsidiary, Next Film, which is a movie distributor, and we are an active player in film co-production. Helios Inwa is one of the largest cinema operators in Poland, and we intend to grow it further. In 2014, we plan to add 5 new multi-screen cinemas. Already today, Helios operates the largest number of cinemas in Poland and is present in the largest number of Polish cities. A couple of years ago, we added co-production of movies to our activity portfolio, and last year, movie distribution. In 2013, we had a great success. The film Drogówka, Traffic Department, which we co-produced and distributed, was the only Polish film to attract the audience of over 1 million. In 2014, Next Film will introduce 4 new film productions, and among them, Powstanie Warszawskie, Warsaw Uprising by Jan Komasa, the first feature film ever composed solely of archival materials, including film chronicles from August 1944. In 2015, Next Film will introduce Karbala, the story of the largest battle of Polish army after the Second World War. Our financial objective is to grow the EBIT margin from 3% in 2013 to 9-10% in 2018. The path to this goal leads through careful theater portfolio management, adding facilities in larger cities as well as exiting those in the least attractive locations. Investment related to the development of our cinema network will amount to 80 million zlotys. Our aspirations for Helios include further growth of the network. Within the 5-year period, we plan the total of a dozen or so new cinemas, among others in Wrocław, Poznań, Kraków, Katowice, Łódź, and Warszawa. If we succeed, we will have movie theaters in all 49 major cities. We want to be known as the cinema network, which is the closest to the cinema goer in Poland. Apart from that, we plan to increase the level of our co-production activity. Several projects are already in the works, and by the end of next year, we would like to introduce to Polish cinemas a movie produced as the lead producer by Agora. Now, let's talk about improving profitability of our radio and music business. Our activity in radio is focused around 2 formats, music radio stations, Złote Przeboje and Rock Radio, and news and talk radio station, Radio Talk FM. We are also in the business of organizing major concerts, and elsewhere in Agora, we are a music publisher and distributor. Radio's main task is revenue growth. We plan to achieve it in 2 ways. First, by growing the reach of our brands and by most effective use of our licenses. And here is a few examples of past successes in this area. Thanks to additional licenses in 2012, we significantly increased technical reach of Radio Talk FM. We have constantly increased the reach of Radio Złote Przeboje by expanding current licenses and acquiring new ones, the latest in Legnica, And in the beginning of 2014, we changed the format of Radio Roxy from alternative music to rock radio, which is more attractive for the advertisers. Second, we plan to participate in further bids and future bids for new licenses to broaden the reach of our formats. Our objective for the radio business is to grow its EBIT margin in the next 4 years from the current 6% to 9%. Capital expenditure in radio will amount to 17 million zlotys till 2018, and it will be mainly maintenance capex. In addition to growing traditional radio operations, we aim to look for ways to monetize audio content in the digital sphere. We started to build our knowledge base in this area while developing our Tuba FM services and expanding it with additional functionalities and distribution platforms. Today, Tuba FM has almost 1 million users. At the start of this year, we took the next step in digitalization and monetization of audio content when we launched a mobile app for Tok FM. Its users can listen to live Tok FM online, and after they purchase access to archive, they can listen to any program at any time. We will also take actions to improve profit margin in our outdoor advertising business. AMS is the largest outdoor advertising company in Poland, and a unquestionable leader in the premium segment. The company promotes innovative advertising solutions. The way it has enriched the functionality of bus shelter panels is an example of effective use of new technologies in the outdoor business. Our objective for this business are as follows. We need to keep our strong position in the segment of traditional panels. They will still have many fans among advertisers, especially in poor economy. But our main priority in outdoor is the growth in the city furniture segment. This means city light panels in bus shelters, on poster pillars, and other forms of small urban architecture. Our winning the bid to construct over 1,500 bus shelters in Warsaw is a key element of the strategy. We plan to participate in similar bids in other Polish cities. The investment process in Warsaw will start in the second half of 2014 and will take 3 years to complete. The contract to sell advertising space has the duration of almost 9 years. The capital outlay for the construction will be 80 million zlotys. Our goal is to grow EBIT margin for the outdoor business from 2.5% in 2013 to 8 to 10% in 2017 when the construction phase is completed. In total, capital expenditure for the outdoor segment will amount to 90 million zlotys over the next 3 years. Digital technology has entered into the world of outdoor advertising, and in the longer perspective, we aspire to transform each city light into a multimedia interactive communication channel. We are not talking only about installing new digital panels as such, but also about equipping today's panels with modern technologies. A good example of this is our use of the Vue application, which enriches marketing communication with non-standard, surprising elements provided by augmented reality tools. Now, a few words to clarify our printing business. Agora effectively utilizes its printing facilities to generate additional revenues. Our free printing plants, which were originally built to print our own products, are now also used to provide printing services for external clients. Our facilities allow us to print in two technologies, cold set and heat set. We use cold set technology to print Gazeta Wyborcza and its local and thematic supplements and for the clients, other national and local dailies, as well as advertising flyers for retail businesses. The heat set technology is used for printing color supplements to Gazeta Wyborcza. External clients for Hitset include Polish and foreign retailers for whom we print high-volume advertising leaflets. Our priorities here include effective utilization of our production capacity, ensuring low production costs for our publications, and supporting the development of our custom publishing activity. Our objective for the printing business is to keep it in the black on the EBIT level, and we plan mainly maintenance capex for the next 3 years at circa about 15 million zlotys. Our fourth job is to optimize cost of shared services and infrastructure. We trust that we have a track record to prove that the cost management is an integral part of the way Agora is run. Over the past 5 years, we cut cost by over 300 million zlotys. This is a result of profound restructuring of many processes, as well as two group layoff programs. This figure does not include the operating cost of the Helios Group acquired 4 years ago, DNA cost, and one-offs. However, it should be emphasized that Helios also went through significant cost-saving programs in 2012 and in 2013. Our next and ongoing objective is to ensure that the cost of shared support functions is more flexible and matched to the scale of the group's operations. These shared functions support multiple businesses and include finance and administration, technology, and human resources. We continue to centralize these functions as our experience demonstrates that it results in overall cost saves. For example, in 2014, we are transferring the administration and its cost of our local offices to the central administration unit. In order to show the process, we added pro forma the cost of the local administration functions to reconciling positions which were reported in 2013. The cost of supporting divisions depicted in this way, without the cost of management board and DNA, amounted to 7.5% of the group's revenues, excluding revenues of Helios. Our ambition is to optimize this cost and decrease their share in total revenues of the group without Helios to less than 7%. The cost savings will result from multiple smaller projects aimed at streamlining and simplifying internal processes. To sum up, we want to say that this year we will celebrate Agora's 25th anniversary. We changed enormously during the period. From a publisher of a leading opinion-making newspaper, we evolved into a dynamically operating media group, offering its audience a broad range of content from information to attractive entertainment. Today, our audience goes beyond readers and encompasses digital users, radio listeners, viewers, moviegoers, users of mobile applications and mobile devices, and so on. We deliver to our corporate clients complex multimedia advertising solutions and innovative methods to reach their clients. Now we are going further. We are broadening our portfolio and the scale of operations as reflected in the four tasks we set for ourselves. And again, first is to grow digital revenues by digital transformation of print media and expanding internet activities of the group. Second, we want to increase profitability of core non-print businesses. Third, we want to build a position in the television market. And finally, we want to optimize shared services and infrastructure costs. We strongly believe that the completion of these tasks will return Agora to the path of growth and will therefore deliver value to the company's shareholders. We will operate and grow within the frame of our mission, which is to deliver to our customers credible information and quality entertainment, and to our business partners effective ways to reach their clients. And we aspire to be the provider of choice to both.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Bartosz Chojka, a member of the management board. I'd like to mention that all management board members are present here to answer your questions along with our communications department. And we are ready to move directly to questions. Mark, over to you.